thoughts about getting to open at home on a Monday night, Coach?
I'm excited about it. I mean, everybody, you grew up watching Monday Night Football and the theme song, and, you know, we're excited about getting a chance to open up the new era of Raider football, both in the preseason on Monday night and in the regular season.
Just getting the schedule, no, you know, obviously who we're going to play, but knowing when they are and all that, make it seem more real that it's coming up.
Oh, I don't know if it makes it seem any more real that it's coming up. I mean, obviously, it's exciting when you get a chance to look at it. And you know, obviously, you know who you're playing. But, you know, you kind of just go through the process of looking at those teams and, all right, well, we got this team early in the year or late in the year. And, you know, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. We got to line up and play those games whenever they call for us to go play them.
Well, any dates or teams jump out at you on the schedule?
No, I mean, I don't think anything just jumps out at me. I mean, you know, usually when I get these things, I kind of look at them and, you know, I don't really give it, you know, just a ton of thought other than, you know, where we're traveling to and when we got to go there.
I think you got to run late in the year where you got the three in a row at home, including the one that comes at or the Thursday night game. So that means that, you know, that you don't have the quick turnaround there. What kind of edge is that going to give you to have that run there?
Well, first of all, I like the fact that, you know, as I look at the schedule, you know, we don't have any back-to-back road games until we get to the end of the year. And then I like the fact that we've got three back-to-back-to-back home games right there during the stretch run before we got to go on the road for the last two to finish out the year. So, you know, I think obviously getting a chance to play at home late in the year is an advantage.
You obviously have the guys out there for the voluntary mini camp today. How exciting to get that started, and what sort of stuff did you ever get done today?
Well, I tell you, you know, really we're using this as an opportunity to really install kind of our core base, offense, defense, and special teams, and really just kind of get a chance to let the guys, you know, go through the motions of you know, breaking a huddle, lining up in a formation, lining up in a defense, lining up in a you know, punt team formation, and allow them to you'll get a feel for what we're going to do and how they're going to be asked to do it.
Pete, last week mentioned it's kind of a big week for Terrell Pryor. What are you looking to see from him this week?
Well, really, at the end of the day, what I'm looking to see from him, it's not necessarily this week. It's the process as we go along. What I want to see is every day he gets a little bit better. And that's what we're really looking for with all of our players. None of us are where we need to be right now. Our job is to, as the process goes on, our job is to put our head down, all right, put blinders on, and put one step in front of the other, take it day by day. I know those are cliches, but it really is true. We're going to take it day by day and keep getting better every day. And at the end of the day, if we can do that and get better every day, we're going to like the results at the end.
Reggie mentioned last week he wasn't sure whether you'd have Darren out there or just let him rest. Was Darren able to do much, or is he sort of just watching at this point?
No, Darren was able to go through the drills today and did a nice job.
That's pretty encouraging, having him healthy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think he's one of our most explosive players on offense, and he's a dangerous weapon. And you know, we're looking forward to finding different ways of using him and kind of exploiting his talents.
What sort of turnout did you have? I know it's obviously voluntary, but did you have a pretty sizable contingent there?
I thought we had a great turnout. I think the guys have, you know, we've had 2 weeks of an off-season conditioning program, and then today was the first day of the voluntary minicamp, and I think overall I've been very pleased with the turnout, and the guys are really working hard to try to get better.
And just obviously with the draft, in terms of your involvement, how involved have you been in draft preparations and up to this point?
Well, we've been in draft meetings, you know, for about a week now, and then obviously we're still in the process of draft meetings, and so I'm balancing the two right now with getting ready for the draft and also, you know, running this mini camp, and I think as we get closer and closer to the draft, you know, Reggie and I will sit down and really get a good feel for what we want to do and what our plan of attack is going to be.
Do you feel pretty good about the holes you've been able to fill through free agency so far?
Yeah, I really do. You know, and obviously, you know, as we go through the off season, you know, we'll have a better feel as we go along exactly where we're at. But I feel pretty good about the guys we've been able to pick up.